From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Black farmers have been slowly disappearing from American agriculture, and today they represent just about 1% of American farmers. KBIA's Aaron McKinstry visited Dr. Thomas Cooper, one of just 324 African-American farmers left in Missouri. He's a fourth-generation farmer who sells a handful of calves each year and has taught his children and his grandchildren to farm.
I was born in a little place called Hayti, Missouri, in the boot hill. But I really wasn't born in Hayti. I was born out in a little old rural area called Ingram's Ridge, whatever that means. And my great-great-grandfather was a farmer. My grandfather was a farmer, my dad was a farmer, and then I'm a farmer. It's been farming in our blood forever.
About 65 cattle roam Tom Cooper's 100-acre farm. Walnut trees and cow paddies dot the pasture, which dips into a small lake in the middle. Off in the distance, Interstate 70 and signs for a Motel 6 and an Arby's provide a gentle reminder of the nearby town. But on Cooper's farm, it's easy to forget the traffic. Things feel older and quieter. Cars are replaced with the hum of a tractor. Cows come running when Cooper calls.
I'm not a part of no beef market. I don't believe in Angus. Look at my cows. I believe in diversity. I got black ones, red, white face, black, white face. And boy, they all taste the same. I can tell you that.
12 giant hay bales line the back wall of the barn where Dr. Cooper stands. He says when his granddaughters visit, they often scramble to the top of the pyramid of hay, which stacks all the way to the ceiling. While chewing on a blue toothpick, Cooper explains how he came to own his cattle farm just outside of Fulton, Missouri.
One thing my father always told me, said, listen, we grew up on a farm. He said, farming is a way of life, it's not a living. And so that farming at that time wasn't an option for me. I didn't want to be a farmer. And so I went to school, and at that time, for blacks, you know, most of the good jobs, either you be a physician or you be a teacher.
Cooper went to Lincoln to study teaching and met his wife. Both joined the military, and while there, he met lots of black doctors that challenged him to go back to school and become a doctor himself. He got his medical degree from the University of Missouri and then moved to Fulton to practice family medicine. After about 10 years, he started working in the emergency room.
I did about 24 years of the emergency room, went blind, and then I have been doing nothing but farming. I never quit farming, and I've been farming ever since.
Cooper and his family bought their farm a little over 30 years ago while he was still working as a doctor. He wanted to be sure that his four children learned how to farm. But, he said, when he tried to buy equipment, he couldn't get a loan.
Now, you know, there were some things that was not available to me as a black guy. Like, I couldn't go down to the Farmers Home Administration and get land. I can't speak for all blacks, but I can tell you about, I had brothers that farmed in Southeast Missouri, and family members that farmed in Southeast Missouri had a tough time getting stuff. If they could have gotten a little bit of something, they could have done what needed to be done and to be survivors.
Cooper gets up every morning at 4. He walks 10 to 12 miles a week at the Y. He checks on the farm mid-morning and does work every afternoon. He says there's always something that needs to be done.
It just means so much to me to be in charge. Now, you know, I'm not a thing for power, you know, because I know any one of these animals anytime can run me over. But, you know, you can coax them and you can teach them and you can do it right about things, and they'll do treat you right, too.
Aaron McKinstry, KBIA News.
This is KBIA.